Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Tony and Kai Show. You are live from Richmond, Virginia on this, it was a beautiful day earlier. It was really, I'm not even going to complain. It was a beautiful, beautiful day earlier. It's cooled out a little bit, but you know, that's how this weather is doing lately. It is Monday, November 14th, and we are live here, 6 p.m. Eastern time zone. Baby, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Over there.
Yeah, it's one of them days. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing.
Oh my God.
I'm excited. What?
Y'all scared me. I had to take my phone off of speaker. Just about blew my eardrum out. You know, see, we're not in the same room, y'all. We have to separate, you know, all that stuff. So, yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
I've been working on a book. I'm excited, you know.
I know. I so can't wait for my baby's book to come out. If y'all have not heard about Vengeance Unleashed, y'all need to find out, catch a clue, and figure out what is going on. This book is going to be hot to death when it drops. It's just going to be beautiful.
No, it's not going to be beautiful. Your book was beautiful.
I got to plug my book, too.
Wow. Look at you. That's a shameless plug. You know,
that was.
Your book, why are you trying to plug mine?
That was a shame. You like how I sneaked that in, though.
I love, yo.
I like that.
Yo.
I like sneaking.
It was all that in there. Yeah, I'll give you your credit. Where credit's due.
Snuck that one
this is how we do, you guys. We you know, nothing official. This is not, you know, science class. You know, we're not the teachers up at the head of the class. This is just friendly conversation. Tonight we have Pumpkin Green on. She is the host of The Peace Show here in Richmond, which is a live show. You get to go into the studio and sit down and have a conversation with the radio host here in Richmond. We're going to talk to her and see how she got into the radio biz and all of that good stuff. And you know how we do. You know how we do. Let's see. Any business to take care of this week, babe? Any business? Any business?
You say that part there.
Make sure to check out SavingLivesThroughLit.org. The book is definitely in its final stages. So if you have not pre-ordered your book, definitely take a look. And, you know, that proceeds from that book goes to Touching Hearts, which is a domestic violence organization. So make sure that you definitely take a look into that. Take a look into the whole entire organization as a whole. If you would like to be a part of Saving Lives Through Lit, they're looking to branch out and have chapters in each state. So if you would like to be a chapter leader and help them give back to foundations, if there's a foundation in your city that you would like to help support, Saving Lives Through Lit would like to help you help them. That is their goal. And check out Tony, the letter N, Kai, K-I-E, show, .webs.com, and see who we have coming up on our schedule, see who will be here next week and the week after, and see how you can get on the show, see what specials and deals that we have going on, because you know, Tony and I do way more than just a radio show, so.
You the thing.
You would get your month of promotions, you would get your, you know, your web ad, you would get your street promotions on, you know, we do it all, you know, that's just Diamond Star Entertainment, Tony and Kai show. Tony Wade, Kikes Rodriguez. That's what we do.
Yeah, we believe in being bogged down sometimes.
And we also have our first official non-personal author coming under us soon, Tamari Campbell. She has a poetry book coming out, Out of My Shell, Into the Poet. That'll be coming out January as well, right alongside of Vengeance Unleashed. So, and then Beautiful Seduction will be out in February. So we got a lot of things. Popping off. But I'm going to tell y'all, we got Pumpkin is coming on, and I'm going to read her bio because, you know, I haven't done that in a while, you know, just introduced y'all to the person before we bring them on. But she is the host, as I said, of The Peace Show now here in Richmond. And it says she is recognized as the life of the party and a social butterfly. I like that. The life of the party. We're going to see. She is raised here in Henrico, Virginia. Pumpkin has had the privilege of working her very own talk show on TV, rapping, acting, and in her personal life, she has expertise in sales and accounting. Radio is now becoming her main goal with the hopes of meeting new people so that she can help promote and market their business ventures. Girl, after my own heart. I love that promotion and marketing. There you go. That's what we need. We need more of people like that. Her overbearing microphone voice presence and piercing content about real-life experiences is instantly amazing. It becomes obvious to anyone who has heard her magnificent, dominating voice that Pumpkin is about to be a force to be reckoned with over the radio. She is a hungry, young, professional black woman with a passion and desire and aspiration to make it big in whatever she does. It is her relentless persistence that causes her to shine in whatever opportunity she is faced with and finally quench her thirst to do everything big. So, having said that, please welcome to the Tony and Kai Show, the host of her very own Peace Show, Pumpkin.
Hey.
Hey, Mama, how are you? I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy to be on y'all's show tonight.
Happy to have you on our show tonight.
Of course.
It's nice.
We are doing shows.
Yeah, we doing a thing. We doing a thing, Pumpkin. Because we're trying to catch up to you, though.
Oh, I ain't nowhere. Somebody did that bio for me.
Never knock. That's a great bio. That makes you want to be like, oh, who's that? We got to hear more about her.
Yeah.
We got to see who she is and what she doing. That's good. That's what it's supposed to do. So tell us. Tell those who do not know, because most people, I mean, we've got you know, now we have in this industry the two different types of radio shows. You got the radio show where you can just sit in the comfort of your home and be all across the country, and you know, we have the normal, what most people are used to, is the regular radio shows where you're actually in a station and people come in and they sit and they conversate with you and they talk with you. How did you get into radio?
Okay, well, the first thing is, mine's is just like yours. The only difference is I have a studio to go to, but it's still on internet radio. So it's like, that's the difference. The difference is I still got the same, the internet radio, and but the studio setting. So it's like I invite people in to the studio where I record at, and, you know, we still have that feel. But, of course, it's not on AM or FM. It would be nice to be on there. But, as you said, internet radio is worldwide. So
yes,
everybody can tune in. So that's what I actually love about it. I love the fact that everybody can tune into it. I can bring people in from California if I want to on the show.
Yes.
No different
yes.
than, you know, what y'all do. And you can call
okay.
in, or either you can actually come in. So, of course,
okay.
it's fun to meet people face-to-face.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
that's the thing I love about it. But at the same time, you can get connected to people all across the world through the internet.
Yeah. Yes, and that's why the internet is blowing up.
Yeah.
You know, it's blowing up, it's taking off, it's, you know, possibilities and things that you can do is endless.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the reason why I got into it, though, because you did ask me that, and I just completely just ignored you, but what got me involved in it was I've done, like I said, TVs. Actually, the Peace Show is on TV in Richmond on Comcast, Channel 95, on Wednesday nights at 6. And then
okay.
I was working on another show with someone else, and we decided to part ways. So that the Peace Show is on radio and TV right now. But I've always, since like 2002, I've always been into something. I've done acting. I thought I wanted to be a rapper at one point. I wanted to be a clown at one point. Like, I just had so many dreams of things that I want to do. But the acting and TV and radio, like, that's me. Because all I do is talk. So I'm like, I need to do something where I can talk. So that's what got me involved. Yep.
Now, I have to ask, you're doing it up. Now, you're comparing it to, I mean, you're pretty much saying that you do the same thing that we do, but you have the studio. Now,
mm-hmm.
my question is, what's the difference between, I mean, I know you get to have the people come in. I know the basic difference to it. But for you, what was the decision, what was behind the decision to have a studio to go to do this? Was it that you basically just wanted to make sure that the people were there in front of you to do it? Because I know you can also do it if they call in, but
yeah.
you went and got a studio. Most of us that are out there, like, we'll sit on the bed or, you know, sit at the couch or at the kitchen table, you know, or in the living room, and we do our show. You
yeah.
have a studio, which okay, I'm jealous of, but you have a studio, so it's like, what prompted you to do this studio thing instead of, you know, doing the couch thing and this, you know?
I guess with me, I'm all about networking, and I like getting hugs. I love the hugs. So I get to meet you in person and give you a hug. And then we just sit there, and I can see your facial expressions. So right now, you can't see my facial expressions, and I make a lot of them. That's a part of my personality, and everybody fall in love with that. Like, oh, my God, what's she going to look like right now? And that's the only difference. Like, that personal relationship with each other while we right there, like, we can be personal. But I don't knock it either way, because I actually thought about doing Blog Talk Radio myself, but I was like, well, how can I do it? You know, I guess I didn't know the route of doing it. So the easiest way for me to do it was, hey, let me go sit down at the studio, get on the mic, you know, get a DJ. That's another thing. I have a DJ in. Every week I bring in a guest DJ, and they can actually come in and play music through the mixer just like at a studio. So I actually, when I thought of the radio show, I thought of really doing it like a radio show.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I love that. Like I said, see, and I envisioned that. I actually thought that. So it's like, that's what I'm saying. I got jealous, because it's like, wow, you got that studio thing going on. So, yeah, I got a little jealous on that one. It's a good jealous, but I got a little jealous. I understood exactly what you were trying to do. But
you,
I had to make sure everybody else.
Anytime. Y'all are more than welcome to come. Anytime.
We're going to have to do that. I would love to, because, I mean, that would be a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful setup right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm officially jealous right now.
I'm
officially
sorry.
Jealous.
Y'all,
it's a good thing to
co-host with me. Like, y'all can co-host with me. I always bring in a different guest co-host every week. So you get all different types of personalities in there. You never know what the show is going to be like that day. But the reason why it's called the Pea Show is because my name is Pumpkin, of course, and all my friends just got lazy with my name, and they start calling me Pea. So when I got the call from Comcast saying, hey, we're ready for you to do your show, we need you to think of something, I was like, okay, I can't think of nothing, and I said the Pea Show. So
hey. That
was it. I was like, hey. That's what it is, so. But I'd rather go by Pumpkin, but everybody say P.
So you briefly talked about, you know, what types of people you have on the show. How long have you had the show?
Well, I've actually been doing this since September. Like I said, in September I started out with someone else, and then I branched over to the P Show just recently in November. My first show actually aired last week on radio, which I had an artist in from D.C., and her name was Elle Maxwell. I have on rappers, authors, local businesses. You can be a plumber if you want to. Like anybody that's doing something around the world. If you're here in Virginia, you're more than welcome to come to the studio, you know, because you can just go to thepeashow.com and hit me up, and you can be on the show. I can do the phone thing, too, but I guess for me, like I told y'all, I like the hugs. I like to meet you in person. I like networking. I like the eye-to-eye. Let me look at your face.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I got that. I love that. I know you've had Letitia. Patterson,
mm-hmm.
She's the one who told me about you. She's a Facebook friend of mine. She's another local author. So she was the one who introduced us, I guess you could say, hooked me up and
yeah.
said, you need to go check her out. So that's awesome. That is like.
Well, when she was actually on the show, I was like, how do you pronounce your name? She was like, I just call her Kat. I said, okay. I said, because I cannot figure out how to pronounce her name.
Yeah, everybody just says Kai. It's Kaixa.
So,
the X Kaixa. Screws everybody up. Yeah, it's
okay.
The X that screws everybody up. But it's Kaixa.
Okay.
Or just Kai. I say Kai. Or
okay.
Some people, they still say Key. I'll put K-I-E and they'll say Key. Like, you know,
okay.
I'm just, no matter what, they get it wrong, but it's okay.
Yep, just call her Kai. Just call her Kai. The first time I tried to even pronounce the name myself, it was like... in front of a live audience of people and it put me on because I said it wrong. You know, it really, I felt bad. I thought I was doing something. I gave her this really nice introduction, and then when she went up there, it's like, you know, my boo screwed up my name. I'm like, oh, man. Yeah, for all y'all that get it wrong, don't feel bad because her man got it wrong, too, and I've been knowing her for years. it happens. What's going on with you, Pumpkin, other than the radio show right now? I mean, do you have anything in the works, anything going on?
The only thing I have right now is the radio show and the TV show. Like, I'm so focused on that each and every week. That's just, like, my main focus. And right now I'm actually looking for people that are doing something for the community that I can put out there for the holidays. You know, I want to be able to get that information out because I offer sponsorship and advertising, but I'm going to do free promotion for anybody that's doing something on Thanksgiving or Christmas or collecting toys, collecting food, you know, whatever, just helping
mm-hmm.
the needy because, you know, everybody's not fortunate. So I want to be able to just put that information out there because I've been in that situation before where I'm like, who do I go to? What do I do? You don't know who to call. You know what I'm saying? So if you have access to it, which I update my Facebook all the time and my Twitter, and I want to be able to put that information out there. So if y'all know anybody, you know, just get the information to me so that I can push it out there. And I promote hard.
Good.
Oh, that's
awesome.
A good thing right there. I'm loving that. I'm loving
that. That is. Now, what is your, let them know, I know we'll do it again at the end of the show, but let them know how they can get in touch with you other than, or is will everything go through the peashow.com or is there an email?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the email address is number2thepeashow@gmail.com, and you also can find me on Twitter, number2thepeashow. On Twitter and also on Facebook, my fan page is number2thepeashow. So, to the Pea Show will get you on anything. And thepshow.com is connected to my Twitter, my Facebook. You could just send a message anyway, you know. But like I said, I'm always looking for a guest co-host, guest DJ, you know, any ideas, show ideas. And I also do an XP letter because I give the best advice. So send in those letters and I'll read them out anonymously on air. So just be ready for what you get from me, though, because I'm a real person. I don't sugarcoat it. So if you want me to give you the advice, be willing to take it.
I see. You know people have a problem with that.
Of course. Of course.
They want to ask the questions or, you know, they, you know, but they don't necessarily want to hear the answer. You know,
yeah.
We all do that. You know, we ask the question, but we already have an answer that we're looking for when we ask the question.
That's
you
right.
Know. Well, now, your TV show,
mm-hmm.
Have you started that already?
Yeah, the TV show actually went on air. This is actually the fourth show that I'm doing this week. And this week, you know, the topic is Friends with Benefits. And, of course, that's the hot thing now, to have a friend with a benefit or whatever, no strings attached relationships that don't go nowhere. So I'm going to get in on that. The past couple of weeks, we have been talking about cheating, and I had a guy on called The Cheatologist, and you can actually type in The Cheatologist on YouTube and pull the videos up of The P-Show, and you can also go to The P-Show on YouTube, and everything will pop up. But the TV show came about Richmond, we have a community access channel. You can, anybody can do it. We have a community access channel. You contact Comcast and you say, hey, I want to get on the community access channel. They give you like six to eight shows on there,
mm-hmm.
and then you just come up with your own show idea. And I'm very creative, so I always think of things that I can do to be different. And I did a show a long time ago with one of my girlfriends, Tisha, called From Dreams to Reality. And when we did the show back then, it was about bringing in local talent and having people perform on the show, whether you were a poet, rapper, singer, whatever. You could come on and do it on the show. Well, this go around, I decided I just wanted to do it like a talk show, you know, the P-Show talk show, and also promote businesses. So this week I'm actually bringing on a company called Beauty Outside and Within. It's Bo, but the girls that are doing it is called the Boettes, and they do hair, makeup, nails, like everything. And they want to come on and talk about their business, but when they come on to talk about their business, they get stuck in with one of my discussions. And the discussion is friends with benefits. So,
like you said, that's a hot topic, Pumpkin. That's a hot topic right there.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. We're going to get the iron on there. Trust me. Because they call. The men will call in. And, of course, men love the idea of knowing that they can get something and they don't have to give you anything in return.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to shut up. That one.
Yeah.
Shut up on that
that's,
one.
That's the best thing to do, Tony. That's the best.
Yeah, because he has a habit of getting kicked out of the men's club.
Yeah,
and he starts talking.
Yeah, I say things. I give away to men. You know, I give away to men the man secrets, and you know, not good for the men's club. You know, to give that stuff away. But you know, a lot of times I'm also backing the women in what it is that they're saying. You know, and a lot of stuff I say isn't quite agreed upon by the men's club, so I get myself in trouble that way. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I keep it real like you. So like, if we're wrong, we're wrong. Bottom line. But I think there are women out there too. That, you know, all I want is the fringe benefits.
Why?
You
know? Why?
You know,
what's your purpose? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why? That's all I want to know. So we're gonna get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, I think the very first thing that comes out, not to be stealing your topic or nothing like that, but I think the first thing that comes up in that discussion is the commitment thing. So that's one of the things that kicks in the gears. Like, well, I don't want to be committed to one person, or I ain't down for a relationship like that, or I got to be committed, you know.
And, you know, you get people that have been hurt, you know, more than once, and they're just like, you know what, I ain't trying to give love no more time. No, I ain't got time to get my heart hurt again, so I'll call you when I need you, and if then, don't call me.
But just know, it's always feelings getting caught in these situations.
Mm-hmm.
I do not care what people say. Feelings get caught.
feelings always, you know, people love to deny that there's no type of feelings, but they know good and well when they see Tom out with Susie and they out with their girls, they know good and well they pissed.
Yeah,
you feeling some type of way, or you're not human.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly.
You feeling something. And especially men, I mean, we women, we get jealous, but men, they...
put ownership on it.
Yeah.
What we do is we say, okay, we don't want no commitment. But as soon as we hit it off, and then, you know, 2 days later we see you with Billy Bob, then it's like, yo, what was you with Billy for? You know,
yeah.
It's like, well, you told me you didn't want no commitment. Well... okay.
No commitment to a man is I can do what I want, but you can only be with me.
Now, I'm not all of mankind. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get killed by the men's club. But, I mean, it is what it is. And we tend to, we do the ownership thing. We do the ownership thing.
Well, what
if it's
just
right?
Friends thing?
It's
like, what's the just friends? Once you tell a man I want to be just friends, it's over. Because that's how he's going to conduct it the whole time. We're just friends. So that means he's, even with friends with benefits, he has that access to go and build a relationship with someone else while he's just getting it in with you.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's giving her his time and taking her out and doing all the extra stuff. And when they get serious and he kick you to the curb, can't tell me you're not going to feel some type of way about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a setup for heartbreak.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. It's a setup for heartbreak. I mean, I've been there, you know, and you, once you feel the feelings coming on, it's like, okay, so do I just cut the relationship? Well, there is no relationship. You know, cut the tie now because we have already established the rules, and the rules are your feelings are not allowed here.
Yeah.
You know?
No. There is no rule that says your feelings are not allowed. It's just saying there's no commitment. This is what men hold on to that. It's like, I can catch feelings. I'll have feelings. I don't much care for you being with Billy Bob. I don't care for that. That's not going to happen. I don't like it. If you're going to deal with me, you deal with me. Otherwise, you deal with some other brother. But you're not going to deal with me and the other brother because men are also prideful, so we don't want some other brother outdoing what we done did.
Yeah.
That would then, and again, I don't want it misunderstood or misconstrued that I'm saying that it's legitimate or it's okay. I'm just saying that this is how some people are, you know.
Yeah.
So.
It's hard. It's hard, you know, getting into that type of a situation. It's hard.
Pumpkin, that's a good topic. What?
It is. That's going to be a good show, y'all. Y'all need to make sure. That you, what day did you say that show was?
It comes on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. on Comcast 95 and Verizon 36 in Richmond, Virginia. It doesn't come in Chesterfield for some reason. I think they have their own community access, but you can try it. And if not, like I said, it'll be on YouTube. It's usually on YouTube by at least the Friday after it plays. So,
I want to be able to call in and talk too, you know?
Yeah, you can call in. Yeah, you can call in to the line. It's 804-915-5202. And that's the thing. We get so many calls on the topics that we discuss that I need more than an hour. I wish they could give me like 2 hours to play around with because it gets deep and we really get into it, especially with the phone calls.
Wow. I'm sure that you do. I'm so sure that you do. Let everybody know again where they can reach you, and I am going to, when we get off, everyone, just so that you have it, if you can't catch it, we will make sure that we list everything on the TonyandKaiShow.web's webpage as well as on the on our Facebook page. If you're listening in the chat room and the call is about 30 seconds from being over, but if you're on the phone, don't hang up in 30 seconds. We're going to finish getting all of the information. The call, you'll still be able to hear us on the phone. So, Pete, go ahead and give your contact information again.
Okay, it's thepeteshow.com, to the Pete Show on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and just hit me up. And remember, real recognize real.
There you go. There you go. Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening. We totally appreciate you coming on.
No
guys,
problem.
Guys, make sure that you hit her up If you're local in Richmond, if you're not, wherever you are, if you're looking for some promotion, you're looking for a way to get the word out on who you are and what you do, like she said, whoever you are, if you're doing something positive and you're looking for, you know, a way to spread the word, get in touch with her so that she can be another outlet for you to help you do what you do.
Thank you for coming on, Bronca.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
We'll be in touch. We definitely will be in touch.
Oh, definitely will. We're gonna be listening on Wednesday.
All right. God.
Thank you.
Well, for everybody that's out there, God bless you. We love you all. Thank you for tuning in. Pumpkin, we love you. Thank you. We'll talk
love
to you
more.
All later. That's it. Yeah, here we go. God bless
all right.
everybody.
Good night. We'll see you all next Monday.